In this photograph, Penn presents a few ingredients for a salad, relatively ordinary ones at that. So, what makes the image intriguing, even elegant? It's not just the composition, it's also the assortment of textures, like elements in a mosaic, and the color of the olive oil glistening in the silver spoon. Irving Penn suggested another answer in a 1964 interview at the famous photographer's school.
Prune away anything that can be spared. Don't be seduced by cuteness. Find out what it is you're trying to show and put all your efforts in making that as clear as possible.
Curator Jeff Rosenheim suggests there's also something invisible at play.
You can begin to imagine the pleasure of cuisine, of tasting and smelling, of sweetness and savory. All he did was leave out the human protagonist. So what is revealed suggests what is hidden. Penn challenges us to read his work for signs of life. The pictures have this sort of lyrical, gestural quality that makes the still life anything but still. It's alive, the eye moves around from color to color, from form to form, from texture to texture.
As you walk around this gallery, the range of still lifes suggests a variety of stories, both visible and hidden. What can we read, for example, in the contents of a purse spilled onto the floor at the theater?
In Penn's early still life work, there's a kind of minimalism that is atypical from what you would see in a normal fashion magazine. They're reduced to their essence. Those still life elements are presented in the same way that he will present the drape of fabric off a model's shoulder, or the pose and the weight of an indigenous figure coming in from the valley below to sit for his portrait in Peru.
Penn originally produced images like this for Vogue magazine. Decades later, however, he revisited the same negatives to print them anew, experimenting with different types of photographic materials and techniques. Not satisfied with the glossy reproductions of his work in disposable magazines, he worked for his own pleasure, and his photographic printmaking nurtured an interest in the market for fine photography.
Penn was an exquisite image maker, and he was an equally exquisite object maker. I want people to have the pleasure of taking away an understanding of the gorgeous values of color and form in Penn's work.